You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie. How are things going with you in Texas?
They are good. Yeah, Texas is good. Okay, so we are at the beginning of February. So I asked this to Suzanne in, I guess it was a couple units ago, because we were just heading into January. But I thought it would be an interesting question to ask you as well. What is one thing that you are proud of accomplishing this year, meaning 2025, last year,
yes,
with the Gospel Project? What's one thing that just really stands out to you that you're proud of how we handled or accomplished or something that we tackled?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I think for me, I actually made a transition recently into some new products. And so I was formerly working on our younger preschool materials. I'm now moving over to kids worship and and so I think in the midweek guide. And so I think for me, being able to work on a product and see how even like the youngest and the littlest believers and littlest minds and hearts can hear deep truths from God's word. And then to be able to apply that in a different way, a different turn of the die, maybe a little deeper, or even just a little more intentional with these older kids has been such a gift. And so I'm really proud of that. I feel like those products have been stewarded really well. I love that. I also love that we got to do a lot of really fun things with those younger preschoolers. Mm-hmm. Like we just had some great activities and just some really sweet conversations and things. And so, yeah, it's been great. It's been a great year with TGP.
Yeah. Yeah, Corey, you and I both got to make transitions last year because you transitioned into my old role of midweek in kids worship, and then I moved into stewarding our younger kids and older kids Bible study materials. And so I am excited about a lot of things, but specifically with those transitions, I love that we have some new eyes over all four of those products. I think that there is so much benefit to having new voices and new ideas and new thoughts and new eyes looking over things. And so I'm excited to see just the growth and transition that come to those products through having some fresh input and some fresh ideas. So I think it's going to be really good and excited for what God has for us in 2026. We get to do some, we've already started planning for 6.0. And have been for months at this point, but we'll really get to jump into that in the coming months, and excited to see what God has for the Gospel Project in the coming year.
Absolutely.
It's going to be good.
It's such a privilege, Maggie. Like we talk about this a lot on our team, but I still wake up and can't believe it's what we get to do for our job. And it's just such a privilege and something I know that all of us take. We don't take lightly.
Yes.
And so it's just such a sweet, sweet honor and such a great team.
Yes, I agree. I agree with all of that. All right. So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 18, Session 2, and this is titled Ezra Taught God's Law. This is going to be coming from Ezra chapter 7 through 10 and Nehemiah chapter 8. So Corey, why don't you share with us our big idea and story points for this session?
Oh, yes, of course. And so last week, we saw how Nehemiah heard Jerusalem was in ruins and asked the king to let him return. Through God's help, Nehemiah led the people to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem. Even when their enemies tried to stop them, God was in control and gave his people strength to finish the task. This week, we'll see how another man named Ezra returned to Jerusalem. We'll see how God's people living in Jerusalem were not obeying God's law. So Ezra read the law and helped the people recognize their sin and their need to obey God. And our story points for this session, for preschoolers, Ezra taught God's law to his people. And then for kids, Ezra returned to Jerusalem and faithfully taught God's law to his people.
All right. Thanks for that, Corey. let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that need a little extra prep or instructions or directions. So I will start us off with preschool. So in younger preschool, there's an activity called worship with instruments. And if possible, if you know some musical people in your congregation, you could recruit some church volunteers to demonstrate playing live instruments. I would not be one of those people you would recruit because I have very little musical talent. And as always, when you are bringing other adults and volunteers into the classroom, make sure that they've been background checked and are following your church policy, your church risk management policy with that. But that is a fun way to bring that activity and into a different light with kids. I think that would be really fun for them to see those instruments played. And then in older preschool, there's an activity called Assemble Puzzles. And extra copies of the key passage posters can be found on the files disk or in Ministry Grid under Advanced Planning. And depending on the scissor skills of your group of kids, you could consider letting kids cut their own puzzle pieces, which could be fun for them. All right, Corey, what do we have for kids this week?
Yes. So with kids worship for our group demo, if you don't have access to all of the actual maps that are called for in this session, then you can simply find examples online and print them off to either display or to show kids. You could even put them up on a screen for display if you have that availability in your room. And then for our midweek guide, there is an activity called Follow the Recipe. And so a really fun way to do this would be to provide brownies for the kids. But you do want to make sure if you make that change and you're providing something edible and you're doing that there, that you want to post an allergy alert and just so parents can see what would be in those and just to make sure they're safe for everybody in the room.
I like when an activity involves chocolate. That's my kind of activity.
Absolutely.
All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what stands out to us in this session. And I love the reactions we see to God's word in this story. This story shows us that his truth brings confession, it brings repentance, it brings worship, and it brings celebration. And we get to see all of that in this story. This is a great session to remind kids that the words that Ezra taught to the people are the same words that we are still reading from the Bible today. And I think that anytime we can make that connection with kids to help them understand that these are real people reading the real word of God and that we are still getting to learn and read that same word of God today, I think it just really helps kids understand the reality of the situation and remember that that, you know, these are people like us and we still get to benefit from God's word in that way.
Yes. I love, Maggie, that you talked about the patterns there from confession, repentance, worship, and celebration, and also just the relatability. And that really is what spoke to me for this session. Just the pattern of man's relationship with God, you know, that was established after the fall continues to be evident in God's people. You know, God shows them favor and the people obey for a time, but quickly when they're left their own devices, they turn their gaze away from God and that they love and they begin devaluing and disobeying the law. And so this is a similar pattern for us today. And I think it's important for kids to understand, like you were saying, just like or like us, God's people during that time, you know, they were tempted to stray and tempted to look away and to have their gaze, you know, to other things. And so we see here that God provided judges and prophets throughout his word. And then finally, though, you know, the Holy Spirit, which will help us recognize our sin and our desperate need for God's mercy and grace.
That's so good. Absolutely. All right. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.